Shalom from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur and the pasuk of Lo Niflesi Velo Chavala Rachoka, etc., where we saw the Yisrael that's a Jew and his pnimius is connected to their Ribono Shel Olam, and that's why tshuva is easy, because he's just becoming who he really is. He's returning to his source, which is being close to Hashem. That's the Tamsis, Sheva Tamsis, the summary of the summary of what we learned in the previous shir. And now we're going to go weiter. That's the Yisrael, what the Rambam says. Tshuva 6:34. And you saw me Leo the fish able of Shaya, Mono Meos and Amar of Shah Chuva. Jamatas was the Bob Christ going to matter me in Chuva. So that is all the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. So what is the Rambam telling us? The Rambam is telling us he is so Gadol, and that is that somebody sometimes sins a lot. And as a punishment, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Moneami Menu is a Chuva. He doesn't allow the person to do Chuva. That's 6:3. And that's what we see with Paro. Paro sinned, and tshuva was prevented. He was prevented from doing tshuva. And you find this in other places as well. Sichon. And then the Rambam in Halacha Daled writes, Ukinyan Zesh Shoalim, Atzadikim, Banavim, Betfilasim, Esa Shem, Lozer Malemes, Moshe Mada Rein Hashem Darkecha, Kalomar Aliyim Nauni, Chatai Derecha Emes, Shemena Eida Darkecha Vyuchot Shemcha, Chen Zesh Shem Ruach Nidibat Tzmecheni, Kalomar, Taniach Ruchi Lasus Chevtzacha, Vayi Gemuli Chatai Lamoneni Menachuva, Ela Shitei Rishus Biadi, Ad Sheachzor Vavin Veida Derecha Emes. This is what is implied in the request of the righteous and the prophets in their prayers, asking God to help them in the path of truth. As David pleaded, Hashem, show me your way that I may walk in your truth, i.e., do not let my sins prevent me from reaching the path of truth, which will lead me to appreciate your way and the oneness of your name. A similar intent is conveyed by the request, support me with a spirit of magnanimity. I let my spirit be willing to do your will, and do not cause my sins to prevent me from repenting. Rather, let the choice remain in my hand until I repent and comprehend and appreciate the path of truth. In a similar way, one must interpret all the verses which resemble these. Horeini Hashem Darkecha, show me your way. My sins shouldn't prevent me from the Derecha Emes. Ruach Nedivas Ismecheni, support with your spirit of magnanimity. Taniach Ruchi, let my spirit do your will, and my sins shouldn't stop me. And al derech zu, these psukim, gewaldik, gewaldik, gewaldik. Biur advorim. And the Rambam says in Halacha Daled, ruach nedivos ismecheni. So my ruach, my spirit, wants to do your will. But Hashem doesn't always let. And there's sometimes sins that stop me. And therefore I can't do tshuva. So I'm asking Hashem for Ruach Nedivah Sismecheni. You should have a spirit of magnanimity to support me that I can do your will, because I want to do your will. But sometimes there are things that are stopping me. Elatia Rishus Biadi. Rishus is Milashan permission. It's also choice. It's also Milashan Rosh is like Shilton, the ruling power. So let the rulers, let me have Rishus, let me have power over myself. Rishus Biadi. I should have the koch. Because if you don't give me the koch, I'm not going to have it. Why? Because of my sins. My sins are stopping me. And that's what it means, Atasi Bosis Liba Machoranis. The Lev is the Ratzon HaPnimi. That's the Rambam, that the Pasuk that Rambam quoted in the previous halacha. It's normally Latov, but through the sins of the Jews, Nishtana Lara. And they weren't able to do tshuva. So now, it would appear to be Miyashiv the Ramban. The Ramban says that this pasuk is talking about tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah zos is talking about tshuva. And that's against the way Chazal learned. So why is the Ramban going nuts in concert with Chazal? The answer is that the kesher of the Jewish people to Dvar Hashem and to his mitzvahs, al yidei haTorah huba, comes through Torah. In relationship to the Torah that was given by Hashem, and it's Dvar Hashem, we can say that mitzad atzma, the Torah is so distant that the person can't be davik b'torah. And the commandment to be osik b'torah is to do what you can. And then I'll have special siyata d'shmaya, to be masik, to understand in Torah, and to be shaykh to Torah. U'mugdar ha'davar ke'omek ha'musok she'mishum zeh yevshar she'yei shaykhut eva b'lo siyata d'shmaya miyuchedis. It's so deep. Without special siyata d'shmaya, you can't have shaykhus to Torah. To understand Torah properly. And we can also say that if the mitzias of a person is bad, that itself is ma'achi kemi Torah Hashem. And the chi of Talmud Torah that a person has is to be mizgaber, and his mitzias, nevertheless, to be davik b'Torah. But mitzad ha'atzmo, he's rachuk min ha'Torah, because of his mitzias. So again, we could say that mitzad ha'atzmo, the Torah is distant from us. And we're supposed to do what we can do, and then we'll be zocher to siyata d'shmaya. And we can say that if the mitzias of a person's ra, then he can't understand Torah. He has to be mizgaber in his mitzias. And if a person sins, then he's not going to have the siyata d'shmaya. He's not going to have shaychus to Torah. And without this shaychus, his mitzias is not a mitzias of good. In order to be good, he needs to have shaychus to Torah. And also, if we say that normally he's rachok min haTorah, he just has to do against his mitzias. When he sins and he's davik b'chait, since his mitzias isn't latov, he can't be chozer b'tshuva. Like we saw by Acher. If your mitzias isn't latov, he can't be chozer b'tshuva. He cut himself off from the source. So therefore, we have a problem. The problem is Torah is distant from a person. What are we going to think? Torah is distant from a person. And the mitzvahs of a person is ra, and then he's not going to be able to connect to Torah. And when he sins, that's it. He has no shaychus anymore. He can't connect. So we need a pasuk to tell us, no. HaTorah ain't a rechoka me'adam. It's not far. And therefore the mahus of a person is good. And because of this, even after he sinned, Tshuva is begeder karav elecha davar me'od. Like we see in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ki ha-mitzvah zos ha mitzvah of tshuva. It is close. Why? Because the mitzvah of man is good. Since Torah is close to man, tshuva is also close to man. Torah is close to man because his mitzvah is good, because his essential being is good. And so to Torah, and so to tshuva is close to man because his essential being is good. Because it's who he is. Whenever the Ramban writes, after it says, Ki ha-mitzvah zos, it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. Ki karav elecha davar me'od, it's talking about tshuva. But this inyan of kikaro is totally from the fact that lo neflesi v'lo rechokahi. Lo neflesi v'mucha v'lo rechokahi. It's not far away from you. And from this we see that the metzias of a person is good. And that's the sugyan eirivin, that the pasuk of lo v'shamayim hi, it's talking about the Torah. There's no stira. There's no stira. Karav elecha davar me'od, ki ha-mitzvah azos, it's talking about tshuva. Because the metzias of man is good. And therefore, he can do tshuva, it's close to him. But why is that? Because Torah is lo neflesi. Since Torah is not so distant, that shows you that the metzias of man is good. That's why Torah isn't so distant. And now, like we said before, now you can't understand Torah. It's too difficult for you. It's too far away from you. What pitom? Man is close to Torah. Lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. Gemara Darshan, this is talking about Talmud Torah. It is close to you because your metzias is good. It's really not a steer in the Ramban at all. Between Ramban and Chazal. Talking about the same thing. Tshuva and Torah. Yeah, mitzvah zos is talking about tshuva. And the reason it's so close to you is because your metzias is good, which is expressed in the fact that Torah is lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. V'achshav mevinim et ha-psukim. Pasuk opens up and it says, Lo b'shamayim hi. That you shouldn't say that because it's so high up. A person who is b'tachtoinim down here can't be connected to it so deep. No. Lo b'shamayim hi. V'lo v'evrayam hi. She'en ha-perush ha-torah rechoka mi-adam. El she-mechamad she-adam nimtza mitzad zeh shel hayam. Rechok hu mi-ha-torah. הוא עניין של קויצר המסיק. זאת אומרת, יש עומק המוצג וקויצר המסיק. What does עומק המוצג mean? The concept is so deep. What does קויצר המסיק mean? The person trying to conceive the concept is limited. That's what it means. לא בשמיים. It's not in שמיים. That it's so high up. עומק המסיק. עומק המוצג. No. You shouldn't say that it's b'shamayim. It's so deep that it's in heaven. And you also shouldn't say it's me'ever le'yam. Me'ever le'yam is koitzer ha-masig. That you are lacking in your havana. Koitzer ha-masig, the human being. As we said before. He said there are two things one could say. The Torah is so elevated, and that the Metzias of Adam is Ra, how's he going to have Shaychus to Torah's Hashem? And then the Pasuk is telling us, no. Lo b'shamayimi. Lo b'shamayimi means that Torah isn't so elevated that we have no Shaychus to it. It's not in Shemayim. That corresponds to what a person might say, the Torah is so high up. No, it's not. Below me'ever le'yam. What does it mean, below me'ever le'yam? That sometimes the person, you could say the person we said before, his mahus is ra. So he can't have shaychus to Torah. Mitzad atzmo is rachok min ha-Torah. And what's the teretz to that taina? Lo me'ever le'yami. No, you can get it. It's not so far away from you. And therefore your mahus is tov. And therefore even after the sheh, Even after he sinned, because you would say that if it wasn't like that, and after he sinned, he's done. If the Torah wasn't close to him, if after he sins, he's done, because now he can't He can't have shaychus to Torah anymore. And he can't have shaychus to tshuva. That's if the Torah was so far, but it's not. So the fact that the Torah is close, you see that the person's mahus is good. That's why the Torah is so close to him. Otherwise, the spiritual entity wouldn't be close to him. And therefore, even if he sinned, the tshuva is together. Like the Ramban says, talking about tshuva. Since Torah is close to man, meaning it's not in Shemaim that we can't understand it, it's so high. And it's not that we're Me'eva Layam, that we're lacking. No. It's really close to us. It's mamish close to us. What is? Tshuva. Because Torah is not so far, tshuva is close to us. Because our mahus is good. Our essence is good. That's why the Ramban says that Kar Mitzvah is also talking about tshuva. But that's totally in the fact that Torah is lana flaisi v'lo rechoki. So the Gemara in Erevin is correct. The Gemara in Erevin is correct. That it's talking about Torah, and the Ramban is correct that it's talking about tshuva. You have shaychus to Torah. The Torah would be by Shemayim, you need special siyata d'shemaya for it. And then you sin, there's no more siyata d'shemaya. And then the Torah is mechusa. The Torah is covered up. And if it was rechoykehi, that a person's metzius is ra, he'd be rachok min haTorah, there's no room for tshuva. Because his metzius is ra, and it's a, how's he going to do tshuva? Tshuva is returning to who he used to be. This person doesn't have that. That's why the pasuk says, "Lo niflais hi mimcha." Da'ainu, it's not covered up from you. Since you sin, and you lost the siyata d'shemaya you had until now to be connected to Torah. No, it's not. It's not niflais mimcha. Torah is not distant from you, even if you sin. Even if you sin, you can still do tshuva and get the Torah back. Your mahus is good. You still have shaychus to Torah. Lo niflaisi mimcha. Ein mahusa mimcha. It's not covered from you. Since you sin and you lost the siyata d'shemaya that you had until now to be connected to Torah. No, it's not. You could get it. Lo rechokahi. It's not distant that it's not special for you.
And therefore he's carved the Torah. And therefore it's not far away. In other words, it's not miyucha to you. Mimcha. That's the lo neflesi mimcha. That's what we were dying in the previous year. It says lo neflesi mimcha. Lo rechokehi. What about the mimcha? Because lo neflesi is talking about you. You're far from the Torah because it's in Shemayim. Lo b'Shemayim. Lo nefleisi mimcha. It's not in Shemayim. V'lo rechoka is not about mimcha. That it's far away from you, but rather you have no shaychus to it at all. You have no relevance relationship to the Torah at all because of your metzius. What's your metzius? It's not you. I'm saying the person. His metzius is ra. Since his metzius is ra, he's not shaychus to the Torah. That doesn't say mimcha. Mimcha means that it's far away from you. But here it's not far away from you because you don't even have shaychus to it. But don't say that. V'lo rechokai mimcha. V'lo rechokai. And it's not far away that you have no shaychus because your metzius is ra. No.
That's what it means. Lo me'ever layam. It's not me'ever layam. It's not far away from the. You're not far away from the chorus. Your metzias is right. Your metzias is the tov, and therefore you're karov to Torah. And therefore, since you're karov to Torah, you can do tshuva easily. Karov elech adavri mod b'fichu levav chalasasa. It's mamish. The psukim shine. The psukim dance. Advar me'irim kesapirim. Lo b'shamayim hi le'mor. Mi yale lanu ha'shamayim. Don't say that the Torah isn't talking about Torah. It's not in Shemayim that you say, who's going to go up to Shemayim and take it down, bring it down for us and we'll do it. Meaning that it's far away. So far away from you. Because if Omek HaMasik, it's so deep, it's so high, it's so elevated. No, it's not. It's not me'ever layam. Meaning that you have no shaykhis to it. Because your metzius is ra. No, it's not. Ki karve lecha adavr mil. Ficho will vavcha lasosa. Because it's very close to you today, in your mouth and in your heart to do it. You do have shaykhus, you are close to Torah. So Chazal were right in saying that it's talking about Torah. About it's talking about Torah. The Ramban is right in saying that it's talking about tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha heyom is tshuva. Lo neflesi mimcha. Lo rechoka hi. It's not neflesi mimcha, like we said. That it's not... The Torah isn't neflesi mimcha. It's not up there in Shemayim, so far away from you. Lo rechoka hi. That you have no shaychus to it because your metzias is ra. No, no, no. It really is close. And since Torah is close, so Ramban says, so it must be that tshuva is also close. Torah is close because your metzias is good, and therefore tshuva is close. And that's why this kiyam mitzvah zos hasharanochi mitzav chayom is also talking about tshuva. Two levels, talking about Torah. So about tshuva, but shemayim leimor meilanu shemayim is talking about Torah, and because of that, because it's not in shemayim, because not meiv leyam the Torah, meila shows that our metzias is good, and therefore kiyam mitzvah zos, therefore tshuva is also close. So the Ramban is right and Chazal are right. The Pesukim are telling us that the Metzias of man is good, and that gives him a shaychus to Torah, and therefore he can do tshuva. Because if his shaychus, if he wasn't a If he didn't have shaychus to Torah, then he wouldn't be able to do tshuva. Tshuva wouldn't be easy at all. And then he'd lose the Torah. Once he sins, that's it. He has no shaychus to Torah anymore. But no. Even after he sins, he can do tshuva and come right back. And it's easy. Because Torah is closed in. Because his mahus is good. Now we can understand what it says in the Gemara in Erevin. And the fact that this is Lo Shemayim, we learn that if it would be in Shemayim, you'd have to go after it and get it. And if it would be Me'er Le'yam, you would have to go and get it. And the Gemara there it says, you have to make simanim for your learning. You have tachbulos and do different tricks in order that you should remember your learning. So, what's the makor? Other Rabbi says in the Pasuk that it's not B'Shemayim. There's no nidon of Mi'al El Anu B'Shemayim. If it would be B'Shemayim, then you'd have a shayla of Mi'ala and B'Shemayim that you can't do. So who says that if it were B'Shemayim, you would have to go after it? No. The Pasuk says that it's not. So where do you see that if it were in Shemayim, you'd have to go get it? The Pasuk says that it's not. But if it were, then maybe you wouldn't have to go get it. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because the whole inyan of the Pasuk is to say that the Torah is not against your Metzias, and Nafkamina is Legabe Tshuva. Because Torah is close to your Metzias, the Tshuva is Korabe Lecha Davri Me'ot, like we said. And from this we see that Mitzvah, Mitzvah's Talmud Torah itself, there's room to say that maybe it's B'Shamayim. And nevertheless, it's mischayev mitzad mitzvah talmud Torah to go above your teva and against your mitzias and to learn Torah. And the whole nafkamina in this chiddush is not the gabei talmud Torah, but the gabei tshuva. And if so, we see from this that a person can be misal against his teva in the mitzvah of talmud Torah. And mitzvah, the mitzvah talmud Torah itself, there's a chiyuv, even if it's b'shamayim. And the kamash malan is not she'ein okay. No, you do. But rather, it's nafkamina legabei tshuva, not legabei talmud Torah. And if we learn from here that a person is chayv to be po neged hashichah, he has to do things against his nature, against forgetfulness, which is his nature. Because the mitzvah talmud Torah is mechayv asiyah neged hateva. You have to make simanim, you have to make techbulos, like we see there in the sugi, you have to do different things. It's a great initiative, the website of people who are mamish remembering Balabatim, remembering Shas, it's unbelievable, they make simanim. So you have to make simanim, so you have to make techbulos, like we see there in the sugi. It's incredible pshat in the Gemara. In other words, well, how does the Gemara know that if it were in Shemaim, you'd have to go get it, you have to go against your nature? The answer is it's not only the hadmin, it's the maskan. You do. And the whole nafkamina of lo b'shamayim and lo b'yomi is just to show that you can do tshuva. Since Torah is close to you, you can also do tshuva. Tshuva is also easy for you. Kar v'lecha davar me'od. But as far as Torah goes, you have to go against your nature. So the kamash malan of the pasuk is not that Torah, you don't have to go against your nature, you do. But the gabei tshuva. The tshuva is close to you. But Torah, if we're being Shemaim, you have to go get it. You have to go against your nature. And therefore, if your nature is Shichacha, you have to do things to make sure you don't forget. We also see this in the Drosh in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, in Daf Nintes Amid Beis, Tumura 15a. It says, Lo b'Shemaim, we learn She'en Achras HaShemaim b'Torah. The Torah, the Shemaim doesn't decide Torah. Whatever the Chachamim say, L'chora, that's not Pshat. Is that Pshat in the Pasuk? Lo b'Shemaim, that Shemaim doesn't decide? No, Pshat in the Pasuk is that we don't have to go up to Shemaim to get it. It's like we don't darshan, lo b'shamayim, lo me'ever le'yam. So what are you going to darshan there? Lo b'shamayim, he, in Shemaim, they're not machriya, they don't decide shalos. What are you going to say in lo me'ever le'yam? Based on what we said, it's very good. It's mamish pshat ha'kosuv. Because the issue is, if, because the Torah is so deep, a person can't be shaykh the Torah, so high up. And then it says, no, lo b'shamayim. No. Vaday Torah is from Shemaim. But it was given to us, l'fi aras saga. And therefore we have shaychus to Torah. And there's no issue here of omek ha-musag, that it's so deep that we have no shaychus to it. Because Torah is given according to aras saga. And that's the drash, lo b'shamayimi. In other words, lo b'shamayimi is telling us in Pashup Shat that it's given l'fi aras saga. Don't think you have to go up to Shemaim to get it. It's given l'fi the omek of, l'fi the capacity of man, the capability of man. Man's kele, man's shel rosh, man's ability to understand, to perceive, to conceive, to analyze, to decide. It's given according to man. Ah, that's the pashup shatz and the mele that Josh is givaldi. And Shemaim the namachriya, lo b'shamayimi, like we say. No, Shemaim they don't decide, since it was given to man, to the earth. It's exactly pshat in the pasuk. The Josh is the pshat. The Jirash is the Hemshech of the Pshat. Since Lo B'Shamayim, man is Shaychus to Torah, but he's not B'Shamayim. That means it's not such an Omek HaMusuk. It was given according to his capabilities, his understanding. Oh, it was given according to man's understanding. Memela, they don't pass him from Shemayim. We don't follow Shemayim's Pesach. We follow man's Pesach. Because Lo B'Shamayim, it was from Shemayim, but it was given to the Aretz. So therefore, we don't follow Shemayim's Pesach. We follow man's Pesach. The Advarim, like I said, Me'irim Kesapirim, it's Mamish. Half flavor fella. Like $20 million. So hopefully we will revisit this parasha and we will see many, many more nefilos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. If it wasn't clear, then anyone can contact me and hopefully I'll be able to clarify this incredible mahalach. Baruch Hashem, shezachinu. להבין את הרמב"ן, להבין את חז"ל, להבין את הפרשה, לדעת שהמהות של היהודי זה טוב. יהודי רוצה להיות קרוב לתורה, הוא רוצה להתקרב גם לשם. וזה קל לו להתקרב לשם. So I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.